Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, but you're ready for your money, start working harder for you today. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 30 or 40 years from now. So you can have that life that you love, to be with those that you love, doing what you love, whenever the heck you feel like doing it. But guess what, guys? It's about being able to work because you want to, not because they have to. You get to live your life by choice. You have the freedom to do the things that you desire. But more importantly, it's not just about your own prosperity, right? It's about what you can create with that prosperity. It's about creating that ripple effect through people's lives as a rippler, where you can actually go about doing good, blessing more lives because you've been blessed too. And you are not only blessing your family's lives, but you're blessing the lives of all those around you, the community, your country, and ultimately across the world. And guys, that is ultimately the ripple effect I had envisioned from day one. Because as I saw you guys, I said, man, if you guys can create more cash flow, more freedom right now to allow you guys to stop thinking about yourselves and free that up, that is the life that I want to see. And that creates a massive ripple effect. That allows you guys to be better servants, where you can bless more people's lives, and the world is better having you in it than not in it at all. So guys, I'm excited to have you here as a part of this show. Thank you so much for joining us, for binging, for sharing, and doing all that you do. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's that free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, that you can get now. You can download for free. And by the way, it's only 28 pages with page breaks. So it's a very short read, but powerful stuff. In fact, it actually got me through that recession, and it's helped literally hundreds of clients free up over $100 million in the last decade. So check that out. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. You know, the website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy up people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites, fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. So guys, I want to talk about today. You know, I've been thinking a lot, and as I've had discussions with my wife and with talking with her about things going on in the world, there's no doubt we're entering a very interesting time, right? And I'm just going to say it, you know, I'm here to inspire hope in you, but I've got to inspire some reality too, right? The reality is, guys, we're moving to recession. The reality is the market's not done. It's coming up for a little breath. It's great right now because it recovers some of its losses. As of now, it's down about 10%-ish, you know, 10 to 15% depending on your portfolio. So it's not down as much as it was a couple months ago, or even just a month ago. Guys, it's not over. This is just warming up. This is just because things might be opening up. And hey, whatever happens, it doesn't matter, guys. We've been waiting for a recession without a virus, and this is happening, right? So we're into a recession, and it possibly could be leading into a depression. And a lot of times people are like, what do we do now, Chris? Like, what do we invest in? What's the place to go, right? And we've talked about that even last week, about the best investment right now, or what is not the best investment as well right now. But I want to go deeper, because I want to talk about how you can actually have financial peace no matter what happens, no matter how it looks or how it's packaged. How can you truly have peace despite all the chaos going on in the world right now? Now, I got to tell you, it's about faith, not fear, right? Faith, not just like a religious faith, although that's huge. That does help a lot. And I do recommend that if you are religious, that you really do turn towards God and you really start to listen for his voice and hear what you need to do in your life. For others of you, whatever it is that you believe in, great. Listen for that whisper, that internal voice, that intuition. Listen to that because your gut, your intuition is going to tell you a lot of good stuff right now. In fact, I even have a podcast on the list for the last year about how to listen to that inner voice. But I want to talk about just really what to do right now, how you have peace. Because right now, I actually feel excited. I'm actually at peace with everything going on. I'm not scared at all. And that's with me even when I do look at the news, you know. Definitely there's a lot of grave things happening in the world, but there's a lot of good too. And there's a lot of great peace that you can have. Now, some people, you might look at my life and say, well, of course, Chris, yeah, you've been able to do this. I wasn't prepared. I'm not at peace right now. So I want to take you guys back to the last recession when I didn't have anything. I had no money, no credit. I was losing hope. I felt like I was essentially completely out of integrity. I was teaching people how to get out of the rat race in 2007. Only by the end of 2007, I was back in the rat race and in the hole, $16,000 a month, right? This is no small number, right? I was over $1 million in debt by that point. Here's a key factor, just so you know, because some people say, well, you should have done Dave Ramsey's approach, right? By the way, Dave Ramsey has some great stuff. He really does. He does not help you get to creating real wealth. That's the thing that's short. But if you're trying to dig out of a hole, he's got some great stuff, doesn't he? And so people say, well, yeah, all that debt, Chris. Guess what? I had done the numbers. I did the math. Even if I was debt-free, I was still in the hole roughly about $6,000-$7,000 a month. So even being debt-free, even though I would have had none of that $1 million debt, I was still in the hole because there's not enough money coming in to pay for the basic expenses, both in my business and at home. And I hope that you guys understand that yes, there are some strategies you can do to have more peace. You know, we've talked about this. One is definitely if you have debts, getting them under control. Now, I don't mean go pay off every single debt if it means using up all your savings, because cash savings is essential, right? You got to have cash savings. Your cash reserves is a thing that I wish I would have still had versus trying to throw it onto my debt and then realizing I couldn't get back out. And that was a dangerous place. That's why I was in a hole, because I ran out of money. And when you're out of money, it's not just about debts. Now you just can't pay for normal bills. You know, you can not even paying for food and everything else. Speaking of food, I'm going to do a podcast on this, but having a food reserve is also important. So having cash liquid and available is key, even over paying off your debt. Now I do recommend if you have the cash to do so, see if you can do to eliminate some of that debt. That can help create some more peace. There's no doubt. I've actually been aggressively paying, make sure that all my credit cards are paid off each and every month. I'm not even letting them run a balance right now. I'm just paying them off and leaving them that way. And so even though I could run them up, I could get more cash out. But again, I know that it's all about cash flow. Cash flow is what creates freedom. So focusing on that, tracking the three things I've talked about, get lean, tracking your expenses and make sure that you know what you're making and doing that on a weekly basis. Get liquid by getting the cash reserves and then getting out, which might mean you're getting money out of the stock market or getting money out of places where it might be tied up, whether it be an equity in your home or whatever it might be, getting cash liquid. Now, that being said, that's great. But let's just say you're saying, well, Chris, I've already done that. Or Chris, I'm at a point where I'm stressed. Like I don't have the income right now, or I got laid off or whatever it might be. Okay, let's talk about that, because I was in that place too. Because I was a business owner, and when people weren't paying me anymore, it's like being out of work. The difference is that you've got responsibility still, right? So I started focusing on what could I do? And now I'll tell you, like I went through a bad emotional place. I was down at lows. Every day I'm thinking, at first I thought, there's gotta be an answer. There's always a way out. And then eventually got to the point of, I'm trapped. I may never get out of this, right? And so things were tight. I was depressed. I was up late at nights trying to figure stuff out. You guys remember that show I did on the cash flow index? That was because I was in the midst of it. I was trying to figure out, if I get a little extra money, do I pay off a debt or do I invest it? Where's the best place to get cash flow? And so that's where the whole debt thing came from, right? But it was more than that. Guys, I had to live on faith. I was running on fumes. There were days that I was panicking. I wasn't sleeping well. I was exhausted. I was I was just in complete scarcity. Even though I knew about abundance, and I was trying to do what I could to stay in abundance, scarcity was going to leak in, especially when you had collector calls calling multiple times a day saying, hey, when are you going to pay our debt? And I'm like, I don't have anything to pay right now, you know? And I was, you know, determining whether I should go bankrupt or not. I was like, should I go file for bankruptcy or not? And every bit of logic said yes. My heart and that whisper told me no. And I'm glad that I did. It was a hard path. I had family and friends, neighbors helping us get food and get some of their necessary expenses. They weren't bailing us out though. Like they were, I mean, a lot of them were just saying, here, we'll help a little bit, but we're not going to pay your bills for you. Right. And so I appreciate that was the case. Understand that I'm grateful that they didn't pay my bills for me, because the worst thing we do is create entitlement. So anyways, I was in this place. What did I do to get out of this? What can you do to have hope during troubling times? Here's the things I went through. This is what helped me out. First, in order to have gratitude, I had to understand that this was for my good. This is for a greater good. That there are no accidents. Everything in our lives happened for a reason. And it might seem ridiculous. You might say, well, why would this negative thing happen to me? Probably for your own good. That's the thing I was saying. I was like, okay, I know that it has to happen for a reason. Here's the thing, guys. I remember learning this from a mentor way back when. He said, you know, whether something's true or not, the question is not whether it's true, is it useful? Because he was talking about, like, you know, somebody was, you know, arguing about whether he thought God existed. And so his argument was, well, even if you don't believe God is true, is believing God still useful? Does having a moral code useful in society? And the guy's like, well, yes. He's like, well, then what does it matter? You know, and I say the same thing, like, even if you don't believe that everything happens for your own good, right? Even if you say that this bad thing happened to me, this is not good, I'm the victim, which, by the way, is not a good place to be. That does not lead to prosperity. That only leads to being impoverished. But the truth is that everything happens for a reason. There are no accidents. Have you seen Kung Fu Panda, right? You know, Master Oogway, he said to Master Shifu, he says, you know, there are no accidents. Because Master Shifu said, like, well, it was an accident. He should have been the Dragon Warrior. He's like, there are no accidents. It's like, yes, you've said that already. Twice. He's like, and there that was no accident either. Thrice, you know, it's that kind of thing. So there are no accidents, guys. That was a horrible quote of it. It's been a while since I've watched Kung Fu Panda as my kids have gotten older, right? One of my favorite cartoon movies for sure, though. But that's the thing, guys. There are no accidents. Everything happens for your reason. The question is what good can come of it? Is it for your own development? Could it be that you can inspire others later on? The thing I kept telling myself in that moment, guys, was I was casting my mind forward, looking for the vision towards you, actually. I was saying, like, hey, if everything I'm going through, if all it is to create that hope for someone else, if I can just help one other person, it's worth it. I will tell you guys, there have been tens of thousands of people blessed because of what I went through. My pain became everybody else's gain. You gotta truly believe that there are no accidents, that everything happens for a reason. It could be, I mean, I'll tell you that a lot of the success I've had financially came because of that time period, not because of the debt hole I had to dig myself out of, because I didn't file for bankruptcy, right? I still had to pay those debts back. Even if I was negotiating them and doing stuff that way, but I still had to get out of it. And so the best thing you could do is, of course, focus on that. Get yourself in a positive headspace. Even if it's just out of 20 negative things, you find one positive saying, I'm breathing today. And I've had those days, guys, where I literally said, I'm breathing. At least I'm alive. At least I can move. My body can move. I can do my, you know, my morning ritual, right? Where I'm going out working out. I can start with a win. I recommend you do that, by the way, every day, is work your body, you know, work your mind and work your spirit. You know, do those things that actually feed those areas first thing in the morning before you're getting on with your day. Do those things first to get yourself to a win right off the bat. So that's the second thing. So first was get yourself in a positive headspace. Know that everything happens for a reason, that you can have faith that, hey, the worse the low, the better the high. That's all I'm going to say. You know, when it's like Rocky in Rocky III, right? When he kept getting hit by Clubber Lang, it's like, that ain't so bad. That ain't so bad. You know, and he kept getting hit. And they're like, he's getting beat. He's getting clobbered out there. He's like, no, he's getting angry, right? That was kind of what was happening with me. I wasn't getting angry, but I was like, oof. This was a nasty day. I cannot imagine how awesome it's going to be on the other side. Guys, I had to say those things. So that you got to control your thoughts first. Second thing is doing those morning rituals, the power hour or hour of power, as Tony Robbins calls it, right? Doing those things first thing of the day to get a win. Third thing I recommend is this, is focusing everything you can on getting people what they need or want. This is the key to any economy. Even if the economy is tanking, you can still prosper. How? You've got to focus and understand that the true principle of economics is this, is that dollars follow the value you create for other people. If you want to make more money, stop asking, how do you make more money? Start asking, how can I create more value for more people, or even deeper value for few people? The thing is, if you create really, really good value for a few people, you can make more money than creating a teeny bit of value for lots and lots of people, right? You could do that too. You could do both. But the key is, you got to constantly be asking, how can I create more value for more people? When I'm looking for investment guys, I'm not looking to see what's the right market and right trend and all that kind of stuff. I mean, those are factors. But the real thing I'm asking is, all right, why is this valuable? Like, where is the value add? Where can I solve problems or serve people in a way that money is just naturally the byproduct? Guys, you got to understand, this is the key to prosperity. In good times, bad times, it never changes. This is an eternal truth. Never changes. Markets may change. Situations and circumstances can change. But this principle is always, always true, is that dollars follow value you create for others. Stop freaking out about the money. Figure out, what can I do to create value? Now, you may not think you have value to create. Again, listen to what people are saying to you. Are they saying, hey, Chris, you know, like, or whatever your name is, right? I mean, I'm Chris, obviously. I'm talking to myself. But, you know, when people would say, like, Chris, like, how did you do this? Like, when people would say, Chris, how did you get out of the rat race? Or, Chris, how did you be able to retire? Or, Chris, how did you pay off all those debts? Guys, that's people essentially saying, I want to pay you. And that's what it is. Like, they're saying, if this is useful for me and my life, I would exchange these pieces of paper, these things called dollars or numbers on a bank statement, right? I would exchange these things so I can get more of that in my life. And your only job is to figure out how you can be of service to bless lives, to serve people and solve problems with the gifts you've been given. It could be past experiences, things you've overcome. It could be just natural gifts, things that people say, wow, how do you do that? You're like, everybody can do this. And they say, no, they can't, because it's so natural to you, something that's come so naturally, but it doesn't come naturally to other people. Identify that, use that to your advantage, guys. Like, that is the key. It doesn't matter if you lose your job, find something else to do. Find something else to replace that with. Find something you can use there. And guys, if you obsess over this, and this is what I had to do, I obsessed over it. Now, the last recession, I was obsessing about how to help people. I was no longer telling people, here's how to get out of the rat race, because now I was in it. I was out of integrity to say how to get out of the rat race. But I did tell people, here's how you can get resourceful and find money, because I was doing that myself. And a lot of people were asking too. They were saying, Chris, I wish I could pay you, but I can't find the money. But in the back of my mind, I was thinking, I'm broke, more broke than they are. I bet you I would find the money in their circumstance. I bet you I would love to have their situation right now, their financial situation. I wouldn't say this verbally to them, but this is what I was thinking. And so as a result, I would say, here, let me help you find the money. And I would get paid. The cool thing is, you start doing that consistently. I did that for a good, 6 months to a year or so, right? Of trying to refine that whole cash flow process, even that cash flow index I was starting to use. Well, that came to real use when I got to the right people. You're one relationship or one idea away from millions of dollars. You're one relationship or one idea away from millions of dollars. So there was a relationship where, in the chiropractic space, I was able to show them how to pay off their debt and consolidate and do it without even money out of pocket, utilizing their money differently, freed up the cash flow. And these people are starting to free up 30, 40, 50 grand a year. One guy we found out, I said, hey, I think you're overpaying on taxes. Talk to my CPA. He talks to him, found that he's overpaying $50,000 a year in taxes. He cried. He literally cried. I was on the phone and I could hear him crying. He was dumbfounded. Not to mention, I don't know if he was crying exactly because he was so grateful or because he had overpaid for so many years. It's probably both, right? But that's the thing, guys. Like, it got them talking. They're like, oh my goodness, this is changing my life. And then these guys were chiropractic coaches. They started talking to everybody else and to send all their chiropractors to us. And then it was in the dental space. Same thing happened. And dentists started sending leads and referrals to us. And we went from almost bankrupt in 2009 to over a $5 million company in 2010. right? And just sales alone. And it just, you know, it was awesome. And that's what helped get me out of that rat race, right? I didn't have to get lucky and try to find that magic investment. The magic investment, guys, is already within you. It's within you. The real economic engine to making more money is already inside. It's the value you create for others. The other investments we talk about with passive investing, everything else, that's actually secondary. That's the stuff that's great. When you start building that money, there you go. Guys, I mentioned Dave Ramsey earlier. You know, he's estimated to be worth $200 million. $150 million of that's in real estate. Now, someone would say, oh, it's real estate. That's the answer. No. Dave Ramsey created a crap load of value for millions of people. That's what he did. He was responsible with the money he got, right? He was much more careful the second time around, but with everything he had done with, and of course, getting paid on different affiliate joint ventures, you know, mortgage companies, everything, right? Even the things that maybe you might say is out of alignment, still is because he created massive value. It was all the money from the business, guys. That was the answer. It wasn't his investments. Now that's big, but that's not the answer. So guys, that's my point. That is that if you want to have peace during these troubled times, understand it comes down to true principles, obeying those principles, living by them, and having faith in them, knowing that as you keep doing these things, your life turns out the way that you want to. So guys, I want you to really, you might have to listen to this several times, share this, talk about it with your friends, start really talking about what are these principles of prosperity about exchange creates wealth and dollars following value and really like, how do we go about being wise stewards, not savers or spenders, but stewards of our money and our resources and our time and our energy and our gifts and talents. Use all of these things in a way to create value. And once you give people what they want, you will never want. Guys, make a great and prosperous week. See you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.